Blog Talk Radio.
Canadian show, North American radio show, and now worldwide show. The Lizzie T Blog Talk Radio Show. She wants to know who you are, what you do, your contact info, anything new? And now welcome the amazing Lizzie T.
Hello, hello, and welcome, welcome, everyone. I am your host and one of the producers of the Lizzie T Radio Show. And don't forget TV show as well, as we are on our YouTube channel. We are having shows every single month. And this month is going to be another special month because we are going to broadcast right live from Woman on Fire Gala. As always, this is my fourth year covering this wonderful event, and today has to be a special day as well, because guess what, guys? We are interviewing today the founder, the creator of this wonderful event, Woman on Fire, Allison Harvey. And I'm so, so excited to have her here today, because this is going to be a revolutionary year. There's so many surprises, but I'm not going to spoil, because I want you to be part of this amazing network that we have created here at the Lizzie T Show in Toronto, Canada, and across the world. We have friends from Australia, which happens to know also Allison Harvey. So what a coinky. And people from Africa, people from South America. So this year, everyone, I am actually nominated for the event. As I've been saying for the last 3 months, I've been nominated, and I'm covering the event, and I'm also being nominated. So this is great. I am so, so, so excited. I can't wait. It's just next Friday, my goodness, we're all getting ready. It's going to be Saturday and Sunday, and we are having a great event. I would like to thank my listeners, and obviously the people that follow us on social media, but especially I would like to thank my sponsor. We have three sponsors, and I have honorary mentioned said that Woman on Fire is one of our greatest sponsors, because they support us and we support them. So Woman on Fire is one of our sponsors for the Lizzie T Show. Natasha Bridge-Mahan, which has been sponsoring us for the second year. So thank you so much, Natasha. If you are looking or interested in growing your portfolio when it comes down to your RSP or your kids' education, or even investing in real estate, Natasha Bridge-Mahan is the place to go. And naturenova.ca, if you're looking for educational programs, Naturenova is the place for you to call, naturenova.ca. We do have songs, and after the interview with Allison Harvey, and we have Ashley, which has submitted her MP3, and there's so many MP3. My goodness, my inbox is packed right now. I had to change my box, which is show@lizzyt.com. show@lizzyt.com. So if you would like to play us, if you would like for us to play your song, send us your MP3 at show@lizzyt.com. So we have a variety of songs coming up today. And Ashley is one of the songs that we're going to be playing. So I'll give you a little teaser. And thank you so much, Ashley, for submitting your MP3. So I think my housekeeping is done. We only have half an hour on the show right now. I don't want to waste Alice's time. I know she is very, very busy, and she is running around like a chicken with her head cut off, because she has so many things to plan. So for you that are listening for the very first time, and you don't know who Allison Harvey is, she was called the networking diva. And that's, I think that's when I first heard about Allison Harvey. This is the third year I'm interviewing her. Every time she has her gala, I am interviewing her. But for you that have not heard of her, so she hosts and she promotes this amazing, amazing gala or this weekend, which is Woman on Fire. And Woman on Fire are women that from all across of life, and she celebrates, motivates, elevates, and extraordinary women from all different walks of life, people that work in the community, people that are being recognized working with seniors, people that are working with the communities and so forth. And she is a consultant. Now she has her consultant in the travel industry, and she also helped children at in Haiti. That's one of her amazing cause. So let's not wait her time, and let's not waste your time. Let's welcome Allison with a wonderful round of applause again to the show to let us know what is going to happen this year. Hello, hello, beautiful. How are you doing this evening? Oh, my goodness. I think we just dropped, and I'm hoping that she can call back again. Hello, Allison. How are you doing today?
Hey, Lizzie. I'm doing fine. Thank you so much for having me on your show once again. A year goes by so quickly, doesn't it?
Does it definitely does. So we talked about what you do and how Woman on Fire is important, and what you do with Woman on Fire. What I want my audience to hear, this is going to be an epic year. You have prepared so much. You've done so much. You have called in amazing speakers, presenters, people that are going to be dancing and performing. A huge surprise, somebody all the way from Australia. My goodness, this is going to be not just a party, it's going to be an epic event. So tell the audience, how did you manage to do all this in such a short period of time?
Well, Lizzie, as you mentioned, first off, I have to say it's all about the networking. And, you know, my name, my persona, when I started out was a networking diva, and today that still rings true. And it's all about networking. It's all about being present. It's all about being visible. And I think that a lot of people don't realize what true visibility is in promoting themselves. You don't become visible just for the event. You need to be visible right around the year. You need to be visible all the time so people can see you, because you never know who's looking. And I'm quite aware that people are looking at different times of the day, different days in the week. And so I show up. 80% of the success is actually showing up. So, you know, being Woman on Fire and the founder and a networking diva, all of these get tied in to promote and support my business. I mean, this goes for any business. Show up, become visible, network, build, keep building your network. You never know who's watching you. I've been to Atlanta, as you know, 3 years in a row, and we got that because somebody saw me on Facebook, liked what I was doing. Again, Australia, she saw me doing what I was doing and decided she wanted to come to Canada. And now she's heading here and will be here in a week and performing at Woman on Fire. It's all about being visible. So if you want to be noticed, you've got to become visible. You've got to network. You've got to get out there. Don't just call up on the phone. You know, put your shoes on, put your clothes on, and get out there and network and meet people, talk to people. Don't be afraid to pick up the phone. I'm not afraid of picking up the phone. I rarely send texts, as everybody who knows me and people who love me
yes.
Send texts as well. I'm going to call you. As you well know,
wow.
Me, right?
That's right, everyone. You want to get an action. You have to get yourself pretty up and put your shoes on and just get out there. And I know it's hard. It's very difficult for us to be doing this, especially when we have many other things on the go. But if you want your business to progress and to grow and to be, you have to be out there. So for people that are listening to us all over the world, now, you never know. We could have a Woman on Fire in Australia. Australia now or even in other parts of the world. And I know your goal is to have a worldwide Woman on Fire. And so what should they expect this year? I mean, this, like I said earlier, it is going to be an epic year. And by the way, everyone, if you would like to call us in and talk to Allison, ask questions, anything right now, you have time. 215-383-5705. Take advantage. This lady is busy, so take advantage. So what should we expect for this year? I mean, there's so many things going on, so many speakers. Can you give us a little bit of overview?
So, Lizzie, this year, as you said, it's jam-packed. A lot of different things are happening. We're introducing Man on Fire this year, and that's going to be incredible with a panel of men talking about so one life to live,
finally.
Right? So they'll be talking. Yeah, finally, we're getting some of the men involved, and because they said, you know, what part are we going to play? So it's kind of hard to come to a Woman on Fire event. So we have said, you know what, you're right. So I'm doing Woman on Fire. If you're in Toronto, guys, come to Man on Fire on Saturday night. Pajamas is the order of the evening. So come and join us. On Saturday morning, we're going to be having a boot camp with, I mean, three amazing, phenomenal speakers. One was Divya, who won Business Woman of the Year last year. This year she's back and she's bringing her friends. So it's amazing what Woman on Fire is doing, you know, with its diversity, its culturalism. It's just really bringing all sorts of people together. We have people from Kenya, Colombia, Costa Rica, Mexico, Jamaica, Trinidad, United States, Canada, England. Like, we are such a pot of all kinds of goodness where people are concerned. And it's so exciting. Sunday is the gala. This year, for the first time, we have 36 nominees, you know, right across the board, from single mom to lifetime achiever. And I'll share you
that is amazing. When I was going through the list, I was at awe to see all those nominations and to be happy for the people that are nominating other people and really get an interest. I was on an event about a month ago. My daughter is part of a speaker contest, and we were talking about you. We were saying, oh my goodness, I've heard of Allison, and I know, and I actually turned down her event because I didn't think it was going to be that big, but I'm regretting it now. So listen, you are becoming famous all over Toronto, which is phenomenal. And I know that that's not your intention. Your intention is to give back, to promote other ladies, and to promote what the great work that you do also in Haiti. So for the people that are listening to us all over the world, and they're thinking, what is in it for you? And that's a question that a lot of people have. You have this passion. It's not just building your business, which now you have incorporated something else into your business, which is your travel, which is, wow, even, you know, like you don't have anything more to
Well, Liz, you know what? I love to do what I love, and I'm really letting people reach out and start thinking about themselves. Who are you? What do you want from life? What is your purpose? Life is not supposed to be hard. Life is supposed to be glorious. So I want people to go out there and think about what you like. What do you enjoy doing? And just go do it. If it's travel, if it's helping others, if it's sewing, if it's climbing mountains, if it's helping other people, just go out there, reach deep into your heart and say, what makes me happy? Ask yourself that question. I mean, Woman on Fire started because of my need to give back to the women and children in Haiti. And thank God
today
it continues on the same path. I'm going to have the same passion that I had 9 years ago when I started to go to Haiti, for Haiti. In effect, that as soon as Woman on Fire is over, I'm heading to Haiti in May. So, you know, right from the event into helping these children get a better life. And this year, with help from people at Woman on Fire, and you're going to hear all about it there, we have a phenomenal announcement to make. We'll be helping children in Haiti to access clean drinking water. People
which is something
understand.
That, exactly, which is something that we take so much for granted here in Canada and places like this. I can't believe that people don't have drinking water, proper drinking water. This is, to me, ridiculous. And here we are complaining about many things that we shouldn't be complaining about. We're so privileged, and there are children out there that don't even have clean water. It's ridiculous.
It is, and, you know, it's sad and all of that. But you know what? We can talk and we can complain or we can get up and act. And I prefer to get up and act instead of whining and complaining and begging and whatever. My begging is to help a child in Haiti. Imagine, you can help a child with clean water, get access to clean water for $20 for 6 months. Could you imagine? You can give a child clean water for 6 months for $20. And this is going to be unveiled at Woman on Fire, and people can help and just buy a straw. We have these filtration straws that the kids can use, and they can drink any water, rainwater, well water, old water, new water, whatever. And it cleans the water. It filters the water, and now they have clean drinking water from any source for $20 for 6 months. Can you imagine? So for $40 a year, you can give the gift of basic water. We need water. We need water more than we need food. I'm so excited about this. I'm so excited to have Clean Sip at the event, and they'll be talking about this, and we'll have the straws. And everybody who buys straws to help these kids in Haiti will take a picture, and then we'll go down to Haiti and gift those straws, and then you'll be able to see the child that you gifted with clean water.
That's incredible. That's beautiful. That deserves another round of applause. That's incredible. I think all of you. So let's talk about the nitty-gritty right now. There's people listening to us, especially in Toronto, and it's only one more to today, one more week. Do we still have tickets for this wonderful event? And I am so not ready for the answer. Probably not, or maybe yes.
Yes, we still have tickets for the event. I'm letting people know Wednesday is the cutoff, though. We're not selling any more tickets. If you come to the door, it's going to be like $200. So don't do that. Get your tickets. The gala is $150 to come to an event on Saturday. It's $20 for you. If you bring a friend, it's $30. So now you can save some money and help a child in Haiti as well. Every ticket sold on Saturday, buy a child two T-shirts for this summer, for the upcoming summer in Haiti. I'll be going down there myself, and I'll be taking these T-shirts down and these filtration straws as well. So we're giving the gift of a beautiful summer, not just of clean water, but having a clean T-shirt to wear. And people think, like, what, a clean T-shirt? But these kids, they get used up day after day. And so once or twice for the year, getting a brand new T-shirt is like Christmas for them.
And I remember you doing this as well for the drive that you do for toys, which is a lot of people think, why don't we give those kids used toys? And you answer it correctly. They're so used to getting hand-me-down things, and they feel like a third world or third class generation people, and they don't deserve that. They deserve once a year, especially for Christmas, a brand new toy. And I think that was beautiful the way you said it. Now, for the people that are brand new and they're thinking, wow, I've heard so much Woman on Fire, I want to get involved, I want to be able to contribute, $150 is a little bit too much for me, is there any opportunity for them to help right now? Are you looking for help at any of your venues? Because again, there's 3 days, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Can they get involved, or is it too late?
Well, it's Saturday and Sunday. We don't do anything on Friday, at least this year. Next year we'll be coming big for 4 days, 5 days actually. But this year, if you want to volunteer, you can, and there's always something to do. I like to be able to give opportunities so people who are interested can access Woman on Fire. So maybe you can't afford $20. Sometimes we think, $20 is nothing. But in Toronto, there are people who don't have that extra $20. But they have the heart to come out and say, you know what, I don't have it, but I can come and help, and I'll be able to still partake of what's happening. So if there's anybody out there, we do have space for volunteers for Saturday from 8 till 2, Saturday evening from 5 o'clock till about 10. if you want to come out and help. Sunday, the same thing, 12 noon till about 6 or 7 to help us, you know, just to register and all of that, welcome people in and all that kind of good stuff. So definitely, if you're somebody who's listening, you're in Toronto, give me a call, 647-713-0719, and we can talk about it. I'm on Facebook, Allison Harvey, Woman on Fire. Check me out. Send me an email if you don't want to just call like that, and we'll be happy to talk to you. As again, volunteers are always welcome, because I understand sometimes not having, and I understand that some people just have heart, and so they want to help. They want to do something. They don't want to just get a free handout, so they will come and help. Again, it's open. You can give us a call. You can, you know, send me a message or whatever. So, yeah, we're definitely open. We're open for volunteers, for people to donate, raffle prizes, door prizes. All our raffle prizes raises money for kids in Haiti as well. And so if you donate a raffle prize, we can do that, and the money raised will go to help some child in Haiti, even provide T-shirts or filtration straws or something that will make a positive impact on your life when I go down in May.
Awesome. So for you that are listening right now and you just tuned in, everyone, we are here with Allison Harvey, the creator and founder of Woman on Fire and also AKA the Networking Diva. She helps a huge amount with Haiti. She has drives, and now we are talking about clean water. This is phenomenal. She did the drive for the last the drive for the Toys for Christmas. You've been doing that for the last, what, 5 years?
Nine years.
Wow. So get involved, everyone. I will have the link of this show just in case you are just tuning in on my social media, Facebook / Lizzie T Radio, on Instagram, on Twitter, and later on this will be also on my website. I will be covering the event live and interviewing all of the nominees and finding out how that they got called in to do this, who nominated them, why, and how do they feel. And I do that every year, and I find that every time there's a beautiful surprise. And I know that you implemented a couple of three or four more nominations. How did that came about? There was brand new nominations this year.
Yeah, so we have to change it up. We have to shake it up a little bit. And so we introduced the Performer Award. We introduced My Little Light. And My Little Light is paying homage to one of our followers who passed away in December of last year. Somebody who truly loved Woman on Fire. She didn't own a business.
Yes.
She was an amazing light to everyone who knew her. She was very, very young at 26 years old when she passed away. But she loved Woman on Fire. Woman on Fire was her focal point. Her dress had already been bought for Woman on Fire when she passed away. That is to show you the commitment that some people
wow.
have for Woman on Fire. It's not for everybody. But you know what? If you take the time to come out, you will be pleased. You will be so happy. I've never heard somebody say, I didn't enjoy Woman on Fire. Regardless if we had 50 people or 100 people or there was an ice storm or whatever, because we went through it all.
Yes.
And you know
yes.
what? We always, always have a great time, and you always meet phenomenal people. Like, I say one of my people are worth 100 of the people out there. That's how phenomenal they are. My speakers, my attendees, my vendors, they're all exceptional people. I truly, truly believe that. And Woman on Fire, we don't just have an event all year round. We're Woman on Fire. We're woof, woof, woof all through the year, which makes us really special. And we don't just do the event. We go out and support. We went to that funeral. We've been out. We're doing this summer. We're going to have our picnic again. Last year we did it. Just started a handful of people. But you know what? This year we're going to double the numbers. And that's how you grow. You grow one at a time, Lizzie. It's not about getting it all done in one breath, but really having the tenacity to hold on, the commitment to be there, and the focus to keep looking forward.
Mm-hmm. And I have to tell you, everyone, that I have actually learned this with Allison. She has a lot of persistence, and definitely things get done slowly but surely. So talking about vendors and people that are listening to us all over Toronto and they're thinking, oh, my goodness, I could have a table or I could have my product or my service advertised here at Woman on Fire. Do we still have room for people to be able to display their product?
We have a couple of things open, and if anybody's interested, they can give me a quick call. I'm actually looking for a cupcake person. If there's any cupcake vendors out there, give me a call. I'm looking for a cupcake person. If there's a florist out there, I'm looking for that person too. So, because sometimes we have people who are willing to help, but unfortunately they can't. I mean, this year has been a really sort of difficult year, a lot of sicknesses, a lot of deaths. In the last 3 months, I mean, it's been sad. And I'm sure, Lizzie, you have know people who have had lost people in this last 3 months, last 4 months. And so a lot of things are happening. As you said, we're doing a lot of stuff. And not because we don't discuss it on Facebook doesn't mean it's not happening in your family. And so I'm very cognizant of the fact that there's lots of stuff going on. We have two nominees that lost parents in that's going to be at the show on Sunday. And to me, that's phenomenal that they're still coming forward and being part of this event, because I said, you know what, Allison, this event lifts me up. I'm looking forward to it. And just to be there, to be part of this amazing group of women who are not just here for the day, but, you know, in the future, people connecting right across the globe, people connecting at the event and continuing the relationship after the event has closed off.
And that's remarkable. That shows a lot of dedication to you, to the cause, and to Woman on Fire. And I personally am going to have to drop one of the events that my own daughter is involved to attend Woman on Fire, which I feel really bad, but I think I feel committed to you, committed to the cause, and committed to Woman on Fire. And I'm also a nominee. So my daughter has forgiven me, but I have two places to be at once, and I can only choose one. And at this time,
Yes.
So you are there at vendor right now, everyone, and you have a product. You have something to offer, or even a raffle ticket. Just think of Woman on Fire. Don't think about yourself. Think about the children that you could be helping. Even think about promoting. I mean, one of the hardest thing is to promote your product, to promote your service. We're always looking for opportunity, and I'm telling you, I can guarantee this is the place for you to come out. Give Allison a call. The website, it is on my social media. This link, it is on my social media, womanonfire.ca, womanonfire.ca. And Allison, I cannot believe half an hour is just going by so quickly. We only have about 2 minutes. I want to thank you so, so much for being here with me and for being so excited. I know you probably are running around and being so crazy. And just I can imagine what you're going through right now. And I know that you are keeping you calm. And the day of, once all is done, you're going to say, ha, another successful Woman on Fire. And let's work towards the next one.
Mm-hmm.
I want to thank you so much.
Lizzie, I want to just say next year is going to be a bumper year. I want your listeners to look out for it. We're coming with pure fire. Woman on Fire is actually going to be 5 days in Toronto. So you want to get details on that, go to womanonfire.ca after the event. We'll start posting right away about pure fire that's coming to Toronto for 2020.
And before I forget, congratulations again. Thank you for a wonderful opportunity that you're giving me to spare. I know for you, half an hour, 15 minutes is a lot of time. Thank you so much. I'm looking forward to see you next week. And my goodness, I can't believe it's already here. All the best. We'll be hearing you, supporting you 150%. And all of you that are thinking are on the fence, don't be on the fence. Just give her a call and commit to this because it will be worth it. Thank you so much, Allison.
Thank you so much, Lizzie. And see you at Woman on Fire.
Yeah. Big applause. And that was Woman on Fire, Allison Harvey, everyone. This was great. I can't believe she spared half an hour for me. Next up, everyone, is Ashley, and I will have also the song that we will be playing, or one of the performers that is going to be Woman on Fire is also a friend of mine, which will be, I'll have her song here as well. Thank you so much.
I can see you're falling apart. The pieces of who you are, you're not who you used to be. Honey, you just live inside your head.
Canadian show, North American radio show, and now worldwide show, the Lizzie T Blog Talk Radio Show. She wants to know who you are, what you do, your contact info, anything new?
I can see.